I'm Tracy Alexander, and welcome home. Home of Sapiens is a place we come to feel better about the world. It's a place to talk about real life in a way that gives us hope that we can move in the right direction. I'm a Vedic meditation teacher, stress management and alignment coach. I help people come out of fear and access their highest potential so that their actions can align with what they say they want. I work first through body and then through mind, because the mind can't update if the body believes a different story. This podcast is here to remind us what we're capable of. We get to choose how good life is. I know that might sound crazy, because once upon a time I was in such a dark hole that I couldn't have ever seen this day coming, where I would sit here completely in awe with life and finding it hard to explain how powerful we are and how able we are to determine how we feel about life if we truly take responsibility for our experience. Once we stop blaming and really get into the driver's seat and move beyond our protesting and blaming and excuse making, I realize I said blaming twice, and instead sit with a soft, compassionate, and humor-filled, humble heart and say, okay, I need to put myself in places and surround myself with people that will allow me to align with the vibration and experience of life that I want for myself. I get to reprogram my experience of life. Science already backs up that we are able to reprogram our neural pathways. Neuroplasticity isn't something that we can argue against. Just because our experience of life has been one way up until now, it doesn't mean that that experience has to stay the same ongoing. We do have the power to move out of victim and into the role of hero. And that is what this season is all about. Everyday heroes, people who are carving out their own unique storyline with a pen and a sword and inspiring us and heart leading as they go. And I want you to put yourself in the role of the hero in your life. What I can thank my younger self for is that I never gave up. Through every moment of doubt and pain, every time I found myself on my knees and said to myself, no one is coming to save you, every time I came to a moment of frustration and hopelessness around what felt to be the system that I was working against, every time I was trying to understand the mechanics of the world, every time I met any experience, even when it came to self-growth and spirituality, with skepticism, I kept going. I kept letting go and releasing. I kept finding more and more freedom inside, letting go of the shackles, stripping back the layers. And this is what gave me an experience of life that now feels how I always wanted it to feel. And it continues to surprise me, and it keeps getting better. The inner experience is what enlivens the outer experience. The inner experience is what determines how I can see a situation now and see opportunity and possibility where perhaps a former version of myself would have complained, seen lack, or felt triggered by the very same thing. This is what healing gives you. It gives us freedom. And so that is why I want to introduce you to moksha. Moksha means freedom or liberation in Sanskrit. And moksha is my easy access, low cost membership, which allows you to take a step right in to my world and stay for as long as you like, going on an adventure where every day you're given access to masterclasses, tools, life hacks, upgrades, workshops with guest facilitators, sound healings, guided meditations, somatic practices. Oh my goodness. Every day you're given access to these audios that you can listen to every day, or you can binge listen to them whenever it feels comfortable for you. And these are things that I've already dropped into this container, and we're only in week 4. You can listen to it on the go. It's just like having a best friend in your back pocket that is upgrading your mindset and approach to life, guiding your mentality to see the higher perspective and see the possibility until you're able to take on those belief systems and integrate them as your own. I have to say that some of the best decisions I've made, where I have experienced exponential growth, have been when I have thought, I know I want this, and I'm not fully sure what this is, but I can really feel that this is going to be expansive for me. And I have dove in headfirst, and then upon discovering, wow, this actually is more than I could have imagined, I've then affirmed to my system, wow, life is clearly abundant, and I can trust myself. Things can actually go beyond my expectations. When I stop limiting myself with thoughts of what makes sense and what's allowed and all of these rule books, life actually shows me it can be even better than what I think it can be. But this is a retraining, and we can only retrain ourselves via direct experience. It's not done through a thought experiment or through needing a guarantee. It's about throwing yourself in and throwing yourself beyond the unknown. It's about throwing yourself in and affirming it to yourself that you can trust yourself and that the universe is supporting you. And as I say, in this instance, there is so much to gain because it's a very low risk in terms of the unknown, because you can cancel at any time. So my invitation to you is come try it out, get that hit of affirmation. And if after a month you're not even interested anymore, you can leave. It is really that freeing, and you are affirming that to your system. In and of itself, this is a huge return on investment by showing yourself you can walk yourself in. And if you want, you can also walk yourself out. So today's podcast is a taste for you of what it feels like inside of the container. You'll hear how we kicked it off, how I actually came to form this membership. And every day since, I've riffed into this container with ways to help you liberate yourself from the limiting shackles of your stressed out body and mind. So if even before you've listened to this full podcast, you want to sign up, it's as easy as heading to tracyalexander.co and clicking on the Moksha membership tab and diving in. All right, now let's dive in to today's episode. We'll take a deep breath in and out. Come out of fear and into our hearts. This is Home of Sapiens. Oh my goodness. I almost want to cry sending this first audio transmission to you in this new Moksha membership. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited to be opening this container and to be hanging out with you today and every day. First, I just want to say how amazing it is that you chose to be here, because you recognize how important you are and how worthy of happiness you are, and that you're bold enough to claim more for yourself, more freedom, more love, more knowledge, more connection. And it's here, right? So why not take it? And I just love to celebrate people that are awake enough to recognize that for themselves. And this is part of what you're going to experience in here, how much better life can get when you're free, when you just get out of your own way and dive in and claim it and make that shift. And that doesn't mean, you know, pushing yourself to be somewhere that you're not. It's actually about embracing exactly where you are. All right, we don't want to move ourselves towards a new place by being mean to ourselves. We want to move there by empowering ourselves and knowing how to dive back into this moment with truth and love it and love yourself for who you are. Yesterday, I was watching the most amazing sunset and just having that moment of appreciation that I have all the time that we're here on this planet and how short our life is in this nervous system and how much we don't have time to spend staring at the wall, right? And I just want to acknowledge how much more you are giving yourself by choosing to be here. You're choosing to give yourself a boost every day. And this is a place to come and reconnect with your joy, to be reminded if we forget. It's flexing that muscle. And I'm your personal trainer here to help you to tap into inspiration that will move you back into this moment and forward into that higher aspect of yourself. And when you invest in your growth, you instantly give yourself a permission slip to upgrade because you're opening to integrating knowledge and allowing it to become your own. So it's important for me to kind of set us up in terms of how we consume this content. This isn't about Tracy said this and Tracy says and Tracy says. This is about sparking your own inner knowing, learning how to listen to your own wisdom. And as I speak, feeling into your body, what feels like a go, what feels like a slow, what feels like a no. I know that sounds cheesy, but these are the kinds of indicators we're looking for. Something that says, yes, go, go now, and don't over-intellectualize it. Move forward. What's telling you, okay, slow, let's gather a bit more information. This is not procrastinating. This is actually information gathering. So just slow, let's integrate. Let's marinate. And what feels like a no, like that's a no. That is not at all what resonates with me. And we want to be able to listen to these cues. And once you hear the wisdom in this container, you've bought into this space, right? You've invested in it, not only with the time that you spend listening to the content, but also the energy that it's taken you to get the money that you're now using as an energy exchange to buy into this place. And you've shown up to receive. So you are an active participant in this exchange and in this transfer. So once you've heard it, it's yours now to make it your own, to bring your flavor to it, to infuse it with the qualities of you. So when we gain wisdom, as with all teachers, and it's important for us to acknowledge what we mean by a teacher, right? Ex-partners can be our teachers, parents, the angry guy in the grocery store. Everything is teaching us something. So with all teachers, we want to honor where we learn things from. But then over time, this wisdom becomes a loving expression of you because you're living that integrated knowledge. And you use this as the essence of you, as how you express to make art, to create your life. Your life is this artwork of yours. So how will this group work? This is about high vibes, right? We come here to lift our spirits, to empower and support each other, to get behind each other. So I want you to actively use your voice. There's no need to hide in here. Get enthusiastic. Help each other feel galvanized and buoyed by love. And through seeing each other as we journey through, we lift each other up. And when things land and feel positive, say it out loud, right here in the group. Share it with people in your life. Compound what you're learning and these positive vibes with your attention and with your reverence. And as I said before, this isn't about faking or pretending. It's about choosing what you want to focus on and enlivening that. So this membership is about abundance, right? It's about nodding to the universe that life can be this good, that you are that privileged to have followed the path to here, to this point where you can tap into a space that shines the light on the pathway to freedom. Because life doesn't have to be a struggle. It can be an easy transition back to balance and back to that remembering and back to that softness. And who would have thought that, you know, for about $1 a day, someone will put their hand up to offer you a space that you can come to every single day and be held and inspired. And someone that wants to teach you and build you up and highlight your own genius, because you deserve to shine and feel good and feel free. I absolutely believe in you and believe in that for you. And this comes from having gone through my own journey, through having felt like I didn't even want to live another day on this planet, to now being able to hold space like this. And just having someone to hold the space is so powerful, to say, stop, let's reflect, let's think about this. Having someone that's helping you become more aware and upgrade. And I want you to know that it's being done in this space and always in all of my containers with no judgment, just with a true desire to help you feel more held and for life to feel easier and for you to know that you are worthy of that. And this is so healing for me too, by the way, to show you my thought processes, to show myself how my process works. It also reminds me every time I dive in here and speak this way, it reminds me what I know. It reminds me of what I do master every day. Because some days I can think to myself, what do I know? What do I know? Because knowledge becomes so normalized, we forget how far we've come, right? In the space that we're already operating from. So it's important to come back and say, oh, this is this aspect that I have to kind of power up and charge up. And so when I'm doing this, I realize, gosh, a whole lot, actually. I know a lot. And it's important for you to realize how much you already know and how much you're already doing right. So this conversation empowers us back to light. And acknowledging that maybe it wasn't always this way for us. Maybe it isn't always this way for us, but we also have this. So I'm doing this since I have found my own kind of freedom, and I want you to know that this is possible for you too. So what is going to happen here? 5 days a week, I will be dropping lessons into here and sharing processes with you that will help you see life with possibility rather than with these unnecessary shackles. You can ask questions, you can share experiences and sticky points. I might not be able to answer and address all of them, but they will absolutely help to steer the conversation and what you're wanting support with. And of course, other people can jump in and relate and allow you to feel seen and offer what they know in this space, right? Why not everybody share? We all have wisdom, and I want you to own that. So keep the vibes high, stay active, listen every day or listen in bulk on the weekend, tap into whatever it is whenever you want. And please, this is just something that I also want you to pay attention to. Don't make this abundance feel like lack. This is something that I learned from one of my mentors, the one who actually inspired the format for this group. Her name is Shoshana Raven, and wow, she is such an expander. And she offers so much value. And some people can take it as a lack because they can feel really overwhelmed, that they feel that they can't keep up with how much wisdom is coming through and that they're not getting around to listening to all of it. But actually, that's okay, right? It's okay to not listen to all of it. Just release, knowing there is enough. You're tapping into enough. There is so much wisdom everywhere. And rather than seeing it as a problem that there's so much, see it as an amazing thing that there is an abundance. And whatever you get to and whatever you hear is all that you need. It's like seeing a buffet, right? And being sad that you can only fit 2 plates worth into your body. And looking at all of that delicious food and feeling a lack, rather than feeling how abundant this spread is, that there is so much extra and so much choice. And a never-ending supply. It's not going anywhere. If you have more space, go back for more. It's still here. And if you don't eat this, someone else will. Someone else is eating that. And so there's so much to go around, so much to share. Nothing goes to waste here. And when it comes to what and how much you consume, even if it's just one pearl of wisdom a week, that could be the very thing that changes your life. So it's enough. And it will meet you at the exact right time. So just surrendering and trusting into that and relaxing and enjoying. You cannot miss out. So, as I riff, even on this first riff, you can ask questions, you can tell me how you're feeling. Let's kick off the conversation and dive into Satsang, the other channel here. This is where I'll be posting topics for self-inquiry. And here we can gather in truth and share wisdom with each other. And yes, I have started this container, but you are just as wise. So share with us what you know if you feel called to, and let it be a place in there where you get to practice being the knower of this knowledge. So here we go. I love you. Have the most amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, so this next excerpt still came during the 2 weeks we were talking about abundance, where I gave everyone a private behind the scenes look into how I created the membership and the process that I went through to bring it into the world. Take a listen. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be back. I have just noticed how the minute that I chose to talk about abundance, the amount of abundance that has been coming into my orbit in terms of what I'm able to give you has just skyrocketed. I have just been this complete channel of downloads and downloads and downloads, and I've been wanting to pour and pour and pour, but I also know that in the interest of you being able to process what's coming through, it's actually not wise for me to overload you and for us to allow ourselves to have some silence and some space to listen and integrate and process. And I'm not sure if you know, but I have an academic background in cognitive psychology, so I know how the brain learns. And I also know my impulse, which is to keep giving and giving and giving, and it actually won't serve if I overfill this cup. So I have so much that I want to share, and we're continuing on the theme of abundance and tapping into that aspect of cultivating freedom and recognizing how free we already are in all of the decisions that we're making moment by moment by moment. For me, waking up and choosing to meditate first thing in the day, I'm so free to be able to make that choice and recognizing that. And then I was like, okay, before my client, I would love to go for a walk and just be in the air. And then I was like, but I would also love to pour into this container and have this choice to choose. What am I going to do? And I chose to come here and be with you first and to share with you a little bit about the process of making this membership and the mindset behind what went into allowing this to come into being, because we're talking about creating the lives that we want to live. And it comes through the little decisions that we're making, like, shall I go for a walk, or shall I show up in the Moksha membership? Shall I create the Moksha membership, or should I not, right? Small and then bigger and bigger still decisions that we're facing all the time. And it does start by starting with the small things and recognizing our freedom and our choice to begin with, and then being very aware of and conscious of how we are, in fact, creating our lives through our thoughts and through our actions, and where we're oftentimes holding ourselves back. So how did I create the Moksha membership? First of all, I didn't spend any time thinking about how many people will join. I didn't even think, this is a group program, what if only one person joins? That didn't even cross my mind. I just followed the impulse inside of me that told me to do this thing, that this is what is needed. Not because of what I could get, but because this is what is needed. And I responded to what I could see in the environment. It was actually something that had happened in my personal life. I had seen someone experiencing what it means to feel completely alone with no one to turn to, with a feeling that you have to pretend and put on a front, without a place that is safe to come and to ask questions and to be held and to be real and to have your experiences verified and to have all of the, you know, just the illusions and falsities removed to allow you to be a full human. I saw what the consequences of that are, and I just thought, that's just not how anybody should ever feel. So this is what kind of birthed the
impulse to create this membership called Moksha about freedom and liberation. And I have trained myself to be able to detect what feels like a big yes and feels expansive and then move. Instead of focusing on that, you know, small-minded mentality of what if only one person signs up? What if nobody else wants this mentality? I chose to say, well, then great. If one person signs up for this membership, and again, I didn't actually even think this, but if one person signs up for this membership, I will give fully to that one person. I will flow and give all of my attention to that one person. But for now, all I need to do is take the first step. We'll ask the questions about how many people are going to sign up and how I'll market this and how I'll let people know about it afterwards. But just first take the first step, follow the impulse. And that's a huge part of an abundant mindset. It's actually about not looking too far ahead, right? When we look too far ahead and when we stall and hesitate for too long, that's when we allow the intellect to come in and to sabotage the beautiful creation that is forming brick by brick as you follow the information that's coming from nature. So we feel that tug inside and then we move towards it. And then we see, what do we know now after having taken that one step? Maybe it's picking up the phone and having a phone call, right? Asking the question, what is the next step? That is the next step, right? And with that information, with that new information, now we can see the next right move and we feel into that. So sure, we can have this initial direction, this North Star if we want, and we set out in that direction. But as we move step by step, if we see that the step we've landed on is now creating too much friction and not enough flow, there isn't support that's coming in, we realize, okay, this is no longer working. We need to adapt and we need to pivot and we need to use what is true now to inform our next step. Letting go of the attachment to how we thought it was supposed to look or where we thought it was taking us. Also being open to being moved. Having more information that comes in that you could say, oh, wow, I didn't even see that coming. That's even better than what I could have even imagined. So we just take one step. We stay on the step we're on and we follow and we build brick by brick in harmony with nature and what we're learning as we go. And with an open heart to serving, an open heart to serving what nature clearly wants, what nature is building with us. This is how it feels supported. We can see that it's not just our small individual self, but so many aspects are coming in to allow this thing to move and to build and to grow, and acknowledging that. Every person that gives you advice, thank you for that piece of advice that's helping this build, right? And so instead of worrying about how it will work or who will say yes or who will come in to support, you don't need to worry about that. Like I didn't with this membership. I chose to show up and give and serve and pour my heart into it and put my ego's limiting thoughts to the side. Just go with my heart and see what happens. And it's so exciting to be open to being supported. Really feeling that inside of your body. And that doesn't mean that when I say that the support will come, that we don't put in the work. We have to show up for it. We have to do our part. We are the vehicles and the conduits for bringing the ideas and the desires into the real world. So if I got this impulse and I didn't start writing down what I wanted to share in the container, if I didn't hire an online business manager to help me work out how to streamline the onboarding process, right? If I didn't actually put money into the ability to build this, it doesn't have to be money, but in this case it was. I hired someone to be able to allow this to become what it's going to become and actually show up for it, have some skin in the game, right? Then I would just have sat there and nothing would have happened, right? So we ask, okay, let's see how much support this can get. And for Moksha, I said, those who will feel the call, that want to sign up for this, they will feel the energy coming from a place of, I want this. They're already tapping into a want. They're already tapping into an abundance, right? They're not looking at, I don't know what this is, or $30 a month, or as lack. They're seeing it as like easy. Oh my God, are you kidding me? This is like a yoga class a month and I'm getting downloads every day. And if I hear one piece of wisdom that changes my life, that's enough. And I can unsubscribe at any time. And oh my gosh, I'm just saying, yes, like, let's do this. They're those people. They're the people that are here, right? They're the people that can feel already the love that is inside of this group. And I will serve you and everybody that comes into this group with my whole heart. And then people will see that spring in your step and they'll say, gosh, I want some of what he's having, or I want some of what she's having. And you'll be spreading your light. And then that's how we grow this sphere of influence. And that's how we light up our own lives and the lives of those around us. And this is the ripple effect of you, just you, showing up for yourself. When you show up for yourself, you begin a ripple. And it's these relatively small decisions, like I'm going to sign up for a Moksha membership, that determines so much for us. We don't even realize, because we're training our nervous system to feel safe with a lot, to be open to abundance, to be able to hold ourselves through these small decisions. Like, yeah, I trust myself to answer the call. Yeah, I dive into what feels good for me. Yeah, I'm okay to be the first to jump. Yeah, I'm okay to say yes to myself and to keep saying yes to more, and to show up with fear as my friend, and to follow my curiosity and not hesitate, because I'm ultimately playing with lack when I have that over-intellectualizing. Over-intellectualizing is often because we're focusing on what we might lose and not standing for what we can gain. And when you say, nope, I'm going to lean in, I'm going to throw $30 at this and I have no idea what it's going to be, you are training your system to jump and follow how good things can actually get when you say yes. So celebrate yourself right now. Don't poo-poo this as like a small thing that you've tested out. Actually give yourself credit that you signed up for more and are signaling to the universe that you're ready for support and you're ready for goodness and you're not afraid to follow those expansive impulses, that you can see the game. This is the game. That you can feel how much more there is. There is more and more and more and more. And there is more choice. This isn't your last choice either. You can lean in more fully to this. You can lean out. This is freedom. Knowing that the story doesn't end here. The next step isn't the last step. I often tell people, you can always turn around. Yeah, and you will have you there. Trust in yourself. Gosh, trusting yourself is another riff for another time. But this is part of learning to trust yourself. This is how we build trust. So allow yourself to fully be in that energy today. Own it. Own what you've done in this small step. And then give from there. Flow from there. Give from abundance, right? Give your love, not because of what you can get back, but because it feels good. You are actually the recipient of the feeling of giving your love. At the end of my deep relaxation class, I get everybody to put their hands on their heart center and hold somebody in their heart that might need a little bit of extra love. You can do that right now. If you're walking, you can just kind of have the intention to do it later or do it while you're walking. Just hold somebody in your heart that might need a little bit of love. Just feel them in your heart. And then wash your love over them. Allow that overflow of love in your heart to calm them and soothe them and make them feel completely full and held. And see how they soften. See how they feel safe and so full of your love and so happy. And how they turn back to you and say, thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for sharing your love with me. And then notice who is feeling all of this. Who was the one that felt the love when you gave it? You. Who was the one that felt the love as a result of the person you thought of being full of your love? You. It is a never-ending cycle. You are the source of your love and the recipient of your love when you give it. Right? So give, not because of what you can get back. You already are giving when you know you're full of love. So like I said, that's what sparked this membership. I was like, no matter who says yes, they're going to get so, so, so much love and attention. That feels so freaking good. It feels so good to be able to pour with love into this container because it's an overflowing expression of me. And to tune into that, the desire to keep sharing and open the floodgates for more and more wisdom to flow through, that there's a never-ending supply to give to you. So allow yourself today to go with what feels good. That's the homework for today. And I'm telling you this when you are asking, okay, what feels good, and allowing yourself to follow that, to also start asking yourself, in what ways are you limiting yourself and holding yourself back? Because perhaps you're being a little too calculated because you're feeling, oh, that feels good. And then you close up, right? How much more can you lean into the desire to give and share and know that that was your impulse and to follow it, to follow what feels good? You're not doing it to get anything back. You will definitely learn. What do you stand to gain? I want you to fully own your desires and fully own your desire to give from this place of overflow, that there's more from where that came from. And this isn't the last step. Right? And when it comes to giving, we also don't want to be giving and then secretly having an expectation that we're going to get. Right? We're not doing it for that. We don't want to give and secretly have an expectation that we're going to get more than the satisfaction of giving. And then resent the recipient for not recognizing your gift or feeling like, oh, I knew I shouldn't have given. That's still lack, right? And that said, you also have the freedom and the choice to see if you continue to pour into sieves, right? Look at that, right? Do you keep giving into places where there isn't a reciprocity? And there isn't a recognition of what is being given, in which case we then need to shift our attention and take our love and pour it into cups that can hold it and can receive it. And you pour into that. So that's also what you learn and what you gain as you continue to give. You start to be able to see, oh, is there reciprocity here? Is this actually being received? Right? So when someone closes off and says no to what you're giving, this is an invitation to shift to where it will be received. So if I were to offer this membership to someone and they were to say no, I don't take it personally and I don't think this offering is terrible and I don't make them wrong for not wanting it, not at all. Because I know that there are those who are like, yes, delicious, I want this. They're a vibrational match. They're the ones who love what I'm serving. And I ain't force feeding no one, right? I certainly wouldn't want to be force fed. I want to eat what I like. So abundance mindset is not seeing a no as a rejection, but seeing it as a redirection, an opportunity to focus on the yes, to find the yeses. If this is a no, then where might there be a yes? Okay, one last thing before I sign off for today. A little bit more on the abundance mindset that generated this membership. So I was on a scooter yesterday in Israel. We have these little kind of like, you stand on these scooters, you can rent them and they take you from place to place. I love riding them. And I was coming home to riff my first riff into the container. And I knew that there was only a handful that had signed up for the first day and that there were many who were sitting on the link and staring at it and not pressing click. And I've been them before, so there was no judgment there. But I had this thought that just kind of came into me while I was scooting on the scooter, because oftentimes I get good ideas when I'm scooting on the scooter. I had this voice that just came in and said, just start speaking before anyone is even listening. Right? And obviously when I say anyone, I don't mean you guys. I'm just saying, like, the thought just came, like, just go, just do it. Don't wait till you have a full room, right? focus on the people that are already there, right? Just follow the impulse. And boom, the minute that I got home and I'd committed with that intention of just get in for the people that are there, more people, boom, signed up for Moksha. There is so much to tap into in this energy field, right? When we focus on what is already going right, what is already there, pouring into what is ready to receive and not making that too small. Yeah. We can often ask for too little. Yeah. If we're focusing on how big this already is, it grows. Where our attention goes, energy flows, and we enliven that, we grow it. So keep opening, allow time and space for the universe to respond. Tune in to what nature is supporting. Don't be too quick to draw a line under something. Notice whether you can keep opening and expanding into the unknown. Keep creating and co-creating with nature. Rather than closing off the minute things feel uncomfortable for our egos, open, open, open. So today we're stretching and growing. I want you to see where you're telling stories of this isn't enough, and rather bringing your awareness to how much is already here and pouring your energy into that. All right, this next piece came in the week where we started talking about establishing new patterns with rest, self-soothing, and sleep. In this membership, there are even competitions where you can win free sessions with me. So that's what you'll hear me referring to here, but really, that's how amazing this membership is, that just by joining in here, you can even have the opportunity to work with me for free one-on-one. Take a listen. We are back again, this time coming to you from White City in London, right next door to the BBC studios. And I have decided today to respond directly to some of the comments you've been sharing in the group and offer some mentoring and perspective broadening. And tomorrow I will offer another tool that we can use for self-soothing and sleep, which I'd actually had planned for today. But I have to say, before I dive in, I honestly can't get over this membership. Like, I feel like every day is a class that I could charge $30 for, and we're getting 20 of them a month for the same price. Like, it's just nuts how abundant life can be when we treat things as if there is always more and that it's never gonna run out. We can always find more where that came from. And this just feels to me like such an outpouring of love to be able to come into this container every day and share. And Brooke, who you might have noticed if you were on the Satsang channel yesterday, who won the free key touch session with me, she told me that she didn't even remember about the competition that I was running. But she's been tapping into the energy of abundance since we were talking about that over the past 2 weeks. And based on her own desire to share on Instagram about this beautiful plant that she's growing, that she started kind of regrowing when she learned meditation with me, she drew a link between the plant's growth and her meditation practice and this Moksha membership, and she shared about it on Instagram. And just by following what felt good without any need to get anything in return, she called in for herself this free session with me. And she was just reflecting on it because she said it just goes to show how effortless attracting abundance can be when we follow what feels good without overthinking it. And this is what I was talking about the other day, about the fact that there is already so much that is in support of you without us having to do anything about it consciously, right? Without us having to actively be involved. So by Brooke's action of just following what felt good, it called in my response, which enhanced and poured more love onto what she was already offering, right? So it didn't require that it all came from her. By what she did, like attracts like, giving attracts giving. And her spontaneous sharing about Moksha with her Instagram community brought that same energy back to her. This is that huge return on investment when it comes to giving that we talked about the other day. So as I keep saying, this membership represents love, an outpouring and an overflowing of love.
And I'm so excited to keep pouring into you. So please keep your reflections coming so that I can continue to serve you in a way that's really accurate. So today, to address some of the comments that have been coming in this week, I wanted to add that self-love, when we say self-love, it means that we allow ourselves to rest. And many of us say that we love ourselves, and yet we can't relax into the totality of ourselves and just be here with the knowing that this moment is enough. So this is just a fraction of the material that we're being exposed to inside of Moksha. Of course, I'm not going to share it all here on this podcast, because part of what's going to give you that reward is that self-leadership of walking yourself inside of the container and being exposed to everything that's inside of there. So for just two more weeks, you can sign up for $30 a month. That is around a dollar a day for a month of wisdom. And then, as I mentioned, I'll be raising the membership price by double, which is still wildly cheap. But of course, if you are a founder member, the price will not double for you. So you'll be able to enjoy it at this really low rate. So if you'd like to sign up, tracyalexander.co, head to the Moksha membership tab to sign up. And I can't wait to see you in there and have you as part of this community. Have a beautiful day.